In case 08964, Bilski versus Kappos, Justice Kennedy has the opinion of the court.
The petitioners seek to patent a series of steps that instruct buyers and sellers how to protect against the risk of price changes, especially in the energy markets. Using petitioners' method, for example, a large energy company can protect against the risk that a drastic change in weather will lead to a decrease in demand for its product. A utility company might worry that if there's a particularly mild winter, its revenues would be insufficient to cover its long-term supply contracts, so it may seek ways in which to hedge against that risk. The United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, sitting in bank, held petitioner's application was not eligible for patent protection. The Court of Appeals explained that the claimed invention at issue was not patentable because it was not tied to a particular machine, nor did it transform a particular article into a different state or thing. In the Court of Appeals, the case produced five different opinions, including three dissents, and students of the patent law would be well advised to read these scholarly opinions from the Court of Appeals. Section 101 of the Patent Act specifies four independent categories of inventions or discoveries that are eligible for protection: processes, machines, manufacturers, and compositions of matter. This case concerns the patentability of a process. The Act defines this term as process, art, or method that includes a new use of a known process, machine, manufacture, composition of matter, or material. In addition, the Court's precedents provide three specific exceptions to Section 101's broad patent eligibility principles, and those exceptions are for the laws of nature, physical phenomena, and abstract ideas. The Court today rejects the Court of Appeals' rule that the machine or transformation test is the exclusive test for whether a process is patentable. This Court has more than once cautioned that courts should not read into the patent laws limitations and conditions which the legislature has not expressed. The Court is unaware of any ordinary, contemporary, or common meaning of the definitional terms process, art, or method that would require these terms to be tied to a machine or to transform an article. This Court's precedents establish that the machine or transformation test is a useful and important clue, but not the exclusive test for determining whether some claimed inventions are processes. For a similar reason, Section 101 precludes a broad contention that the term process categorically excludes business method patents. The Court is unaware of any argument that the ordinary meaning of the term method, which is within the statutory definition of process, would exclude business methods. The argument that business methods are categorically outside of Section 101's scope is further undermined by the fact that Section 273 explicitly contemplates the existence of at least some business method patents by creating a special defense applicable only to those patents. A conclusion that business method patents are always unpatentable would render Section 273 meaningless. Rather than adopting categorical rules that might have unforeseen impacts, the Court today resolves this case narrowly on the basis of this Court's earlier decisions in three cases, and the opinion refers to those cases as Benson and Fluke and Dyer. These precedents establish that the claims petitioners make in this case are not patentable processes because they attempt to patent abstract ideas. Today, all members of the Court agree that the patent application at issue claims an abstract idea and so is not patentable. As Judge Rader of the Court of Appeals said, hedging is a fundamental economic practice long prevalent in our system of commerce and taught in any introductory finance class. Today, the Court once again declines to impose limitations on the Patent Act that are inconsistent with the Act's text. The patent application here can be rejected under our precedents on the unpatentability of abstract ideas. Nothing in today's opinion should be read as endorsing interpretations of the Patent Act that the Court of Appeals used in the past, and in disapproving an exclusive machine or transformation test, we by no means foreclose the Federal Circuit's development of other limiting criteria that further the purposes of the Patent Act and are not inconsistent with its text. The judgment of the Court of Appeals is affirmed. Justice Stevens has filed an opinion concurring in the judgment, which Justices Ginsburg, Breyer, and Sotomayor join. Justice Breyer has filed an opinion concurring in the judgment, which Justice Scalia joins in part.